Yes, you're with New Beat. Great to be with you again for another half hour of unforgettable music and inspiration. My name is Simon Peterson and I'm your host. On New Beat today, we've got our regular features of Wealth of Health, Words from the Wise, Thought for the Day, plus also Just for Laughs, and a couple of inspirational stories, plus an amazing mix of six great songs, starting with this from Sylvie June. Of life. That was Sylvie Jean.
New Beat, where music comes to you in a variety of styles. Ballad, blues, hip-hop, techno,
fast,
slow,
and much more.
Music.
For free downloads of hundreds of your favorite New Beat songs, log on to www.newbeat.org. That's N-U-B-E-A-T.org. Check it out.
So if you have access to a good internet connection, be sure to check out how you can download hundreds of great original songs that you hear on this program. The web address, once again, www.newbeat.org. Over now to Tina for today's Wealth of Health.
A Wealth of Health, keeping you fit for life.
Junk food linked to mental illness. Changes in diet over the past 50 years appear to be an important factor behind a significant rise in mental ill health. The British Mental Health Foundation said the studies had clearly linked attention deficit disorder, depression, Alzheimer's disease, and schizophrenia to junk food and the absence of essential fats, vitamins, and minerals in diets in industrialized nations. Food can have an immediate and lasting effect on mental health and behavior because of the way it affects the structure and function of the brain, the report says.
I knew that.
Let's go over to East Africa now and enjoy a song that was a huge hit for Kwesa a few years ago. But this is a recent remix by Andrew V of East Africa, Hakuna Matata.
Where was Africa? Where
recorded at Radioactive Productions. That was Kwesa with East Africa, Hakuna Matata. Here's our thought for the day, which is, put on the glasses of optimism and you will see a world of potential. Mrs. Benson's Lesson by Frances Gay. Young Mrs. Benson had been so miserable. Her husband was away on a refresher course sent by his firm, and for the first time in her married life, she'd been left in the house on her own. My wife popped in to try to cheer her up. To her surprise, Mrs. Benson met her with a smile on her face. "I've had another visitor," she explained. "She made me feel so ashamed, but I'm so glad." My wife couldn't quite understand what Mrs. Benson meant. "It was the woman from around the corner," she explained. "Her husband was killed recently in a car accident, and she's left with three small daughters. To think that in her trouble she could remember to look in to see how I was. Suddenly, she made me feel like the luckiest woman in the world." Mrs. Benson was silent for a moment, and then she added quietly, "I think I've learned something. Perhaps the only way to cure your own unhappiness is by trying to help someone else in theirs."
Yo sé que serás como un pájaro libre, serás como un niño del calor de verano, y la vida es corta, vive tu vida día a día, cuando ames da todo tu ser. Flying free like a child in the summer sun, held in warm and loving arms, and life is so short, but it can be thrilling every day. So when you love, give all your heart and try living in a loving.
To be happy, live in a loving way. Some timeless advice there from Jason Lawrence. And did you know that love, it's never wasted? It always comes back to you 100 times over.
Wait!
Today's Words from the Wise is from Anne Frank, who said, "How wonderful it is that nobody need wait a single moment before starting to improve the world."
Stand by for some important information. It's time to write to Newbeat.
Well, here's our email address. If you'd like to write, it's mail@radioactivated.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And if you like the inspirational stories and anecdotes that you hear on this program, well, you can log on to www.activated.org, where you can sign up for a variety of free inspirationals to be emailed to you daily. And also, don't forget those music downloads at www.newbeat.org. My name is Simon Peterson, and you're with New Beat. Our personal introduction this week is from Emmanuel Gilligan, introducing his song Surrounded.
I'd read a few stories about angels helping, helping a girl that was trying to walk through the snow, and her car stalled, and she had to walk a few miles in deep snow to get home, and she didn't think she was going to make it, but then she felt she wasn't alone, and she felt warm, and she knew she was going to make it home. Which, in the bigger picture, I think we all feel like with life sometimes. And I do believe that there are angels or helpers from another realm that we don't see that do step in and give us a hand when we need it. So this is kind of our tribute to them.
Surrounded, when she thinks she's all alone, tried to get back home in the rain. She knows the sun is gonna shine again.
'Cause she's surrounded, an angel she calls her own, undercover. Which explains the whisper that she hears.
I'm watching over. They won't stay, but I'll be here watching over.
This is just for laughs.
A politician was speaking with his accustomed eloquence and poise. There were thousands of bugs flying around the bright light overhead. Some bugs zoomed around him like jets, but he remained calm and devoted to his speech. Every time he inhaled, the people thought sure he would suck in a bug. Finally, the inevitable happened. He did. What will he do, they questioned. When he got his breath, the politician said, "Serve the bug right. He should have watched where he was going."
Next song is from Crystal Begley, a number called Why I Live.
Or should I go to sleep? I know I was born to live for God, to be a burden, to be called out. Even when there are times that I feel odd, the truth is truth and I won't let go.
Crystal Begley, Why I Live. And did you know that those who live unselfishly are those who have a life that's most worth living?
You like a beat? You like a bass? You like a new beat?
New beat!
Here's an inspirational story called Hidden Rewards. Once, when there was a famine, a kind rich baker sent for 20 of the poorest children in town and said to them, "In this basket there's a loaf for each of you. Take it and come back to me every day at this hour until God sends us better times." The hungry children gathered eagerly about the basket, and most quarreled over the bread because each wished to have the largest loaf. At last, they went away without even thanking the good gentleman. But Gretchen, a poorly dressed little girl, did not quarrel or struggle with the rest, but remained standing quietly to the side. When the ill-behaved children had left, she took the smallest loaf, which alone was left in the basket, kissed the gentleman's hand, and went home. The next day, the children were as ill-behaved as before, and poor, timid Gretchen received a loaf scarcely half the size of the one she got the first day. When she went home, and her mother cut the loaf open, many new shining pieces of silver fell out of it. Her mother was very much alarmed and said, "Take the money back to the good gentleman at once, for it must have gotten into the dough by accident. Be quick, Gretchen, be quick." But when the little girl gave the rich man her mother's message, he said, "No, no, my child, it was no mistake. I had the silver pieces put into the smallest loaf to reward you. Always be as contented, kind, and thankful as you now are. Go home now and tell your mother that the money is your own. If we give to others, yield to them to make them happy, or put their wishes above our own, we can sometimes feel like we're losing out, but we're not really. God sees such unselfishness and he will reward it. You never lose by giving."
The cries of the children in war-torn lands, cries of the desperate with outstretched hands, the cries of the poor and needy, the sick and the lost, they're looking for the answers. Whatever,
brings us almost to the end of today's New Beat show. Let me give you our address once again. It's mail@radioactivated.com. And don't forget, you can also log on to www.activated.org for a variety of free inspirationals and downloads. For me, Simon Peterson, and all here at Radio Active Productions, there's lots of love to you. Look forward to being back with you again next time for some more New Beat. Bye for now.